The Syracuse City School District has a reopening plan that officials say should minimize the spread of COVID-19. They're introducing a 2-1-2 plan, where K through 8 students would be split into two different cohorts. In-person classes would be held 2 days a week on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursday, Fridays. Superintendent Jaime Alasea says it's the only way to comply with social distancing guidelines because classroom space will be limited.
When we look at space in our buildings, I can only feed between 12 to 13 kids in the classroom. So based on that and keeping social distancing, we have a hybrid model that will meet those requirements.
On days students stay at home, they would join classes virtually. Meanwhile, high school students will attend classes online only with no in-person learning. Alasea recognizes it's difficult to ask kids to comply with the guidelines, so the district will offer training to help.
We're going to be doing training for the teachers. We're going to be doing training for the families, reinforcing the mask and everything that is going to take place for the safe reopening of the schools.
Governor Cuomo is expected to make a decision about reopening public schools by Friday. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon has met with superintendents and wants to see schools reopen fully with safety measures because the county's infection rate remains less than 1%. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.